The current UN Under Secretary General for Economic and Social Affairs has revealed the UN is working on a new set of development plans once the current window for the Millennium Development Goals is reached in 2015. CRI's Hong Kong correspondent Xu Weiyi reports.
During his trip to Hong Kong, Wu Hongbo said, out of the 8 UN Millennium Development Goals, some of them will definitely be accomplished by 2015. China has made immense contribution to it.
China was setting a good example by eradicating the extreme poverty in the millions. Without these efforts, the United Nations cannot meet its target in slashing the total number of people living in extreme poverty by half.
In addition to poverty reduction, other objectives which are likely to be fulfilled include making drinkable water accessible to more people and ensuring both boys and girls can go to primary school. But he also pointed out that some of the targets will be hard to meet.
For example, the goal of reducing maternal and infant mortality rates is mainly facing extremely poor countries, plus poverty reduction is not that evident in regions like Africa.
There are only less than 3 years to go before the 2015 deadline. Wu Hongbo said, the United Nations is therefore working on a post-2015 development agenda based on the achievements of the Millennium Development Goals as well as their unfinished agenda. The new framework will have sustainable development as its core. The UN Undersecretary General said that the Sustainable Development Goals go perfectly in line with China's 12th five-year plan.
Since China has developed to the level as it is today, Chinese people need not only better quality of life, but also blue sky and green water. That requires transformation of development mode to make our development sustainable.
He also pointed out that GDP is just one of the indexes to evaluate the economy. Thus, the UN is introducing a GDP plus criteria to help society achieve sustainable development. For CRI, I'm Xu Weiyi in Hong Kong.